Welcome to our watch night service. Night has fallen and the skies are dark, but we have come to worship and celebrate the coming of light of the world. So however you see things right now, whether you see everything rosy or see an uncertain future, or if you see storm clouds in your life, step from the shadows into the light of the first Christmas and see everything from a heavenly perspective. We start our service with our first hymn. Please stay seated for all but the last one. Let's sing joyfully to the one who came down to us that first Christmas, the hymn Angels from the Realms of Glory.
Thank you.
Let us hear what the Lord has to say to us tonight. We read from the book of the prophet Micah. But you, Bethlehem Ephratah, though you are small among the clans of Judah, out of you will come for me one who will be ruler over Israel, whose origins are from of old, from ancient times. Therefore, Israel will be abandoned until the time when she who is in labor bears a son, and the rest of his brothers return to join the Israelites. He will stand and shepherd his flock in the strength of the Lord, in majesty of the name of the Lord his God, and they will live securely for then his greatness will reach to the ends of the earth, and he will be our peace. Our next hymn tells of Israel's yearning for God to fulfill his promise to rescue his people. We join to sing the hymn, "The Race That Long in Darkness Pined."
Let us come before God in prayer. Let us pray. Lord God, as night falls, the stars have their name to shine and they bear witness to the vastness of your creation. Tonight we have left our homes and our Christmas preparations, and we gather to worship you and to remember how you reached out to us. Throughout all of space, you considered this one place. Throughout all of time, you found this one moment. And throughout all of humanity, you gave us this one baby, a gift to one family, and a blessing to the whole world. Lord, how long did the stars shine, waiting for the salvation of mankind? Lord, how long were you waiting for the decisive moment when your plans and ambitions for us would fall into place? Thank you that you left the glory of heaven to come to us in Jesus. Thank you for the plans you made for us, to help us and prosper us. And thank you for being faithful to your promises. But Lord, we confess that we are not always so faithful to you. You are still creating and recreating, and you want to come into our lives to shine light into the dark places of the world, and so often we keep you waiting. So many times we ignore your call to us to respond to your love by loving our neighbor. We fail to acknowledge your order in our world that provides our every need, and we refuse to allow your commands to order our lives. We turn our backs on the one who came to govern in a totally new way, reshaping us more and more into the likeness of Jesus. And instead, Lord God, we follow leaders who are more like us. We reinforce our own flaws and prejudices. Lord God, bless this night. Help us to see again the miracle of a new birth. Give us the courage to say yes to Jesus. Open up our eyes to the light of the world that dispels every shadow of darkness. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Our next reading comes from Luke's Gospel. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinus was governor of Syria, and everyone went to their own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the north town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, to the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger, because there was no guest room available for them. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they have heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. Our next hymn reminds us of the birth of Jesus as the pivotal moment in history and witnessed by a group of ordinary shepherds. We sing the Christmas hymn, "See in Yonder Manger Low."
Our next reading carries on from the last one in Luke's Gospel. When the time came for the purification rites required by the law of Moses, Joseph and Mary took him to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. As it is written in the law of the Lord, every firstborn male is to be consecrated to the Lord, and to offer a sacrifice in keeping with what is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of doves or two young pigeons. Now there is a man in Jerusalem called Simeon, who was righteous and devout. He was waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was on him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not die before he had seen the Lord's Messiah. Moved by the Spirit, he went into the temple courts. When the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him what the custom of the law required, Simeon took him in his arms and praised God, saying, "Sovereign Lord, as you have promised, you may now dismiss your servant in peace. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the sight of all nations, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and the glory of your people, Israel." The child's father and mother marveled at what was said about him. Then Simeon blessed them and said to Mary, his mother, "This child is destined to cause the falling and rising of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be spoken against, so that the thoughts of many hearts will be revealed, and a sword will pierce your own soul too." There was also a prophet, Anna, and the daughter of Peniel of the tribe of Asher. She was very old. She had lived with her husband 7 years after her marriage, and then was a widow until she was 84. She never left the temple, but worshipped night and day, fasting and praying. Coming up to them at the very moment, she gave thanks to God and spoke about the child to all who were looking forward to the redemption of Jerusalem. Our next hymn reminds us of the purpose that our God gave to the life of Jesus. We sing the Christmas hymn from the Squalor of a Borrowed Stable.
Thank you. You'll have to forgive me. I'm not as quick as I used to be. Don't you love this place? People have worshipped here, worshipped the Lord together for generations. If these stones could talk, forgive me, I forgot to introduce myself. My name is Simeon. You might not know me, but you certainly have seen me because I spend a lot of time here in the temple. I love it. I love to hear the word of the Lord. I love to hear God's promises to his people. But we've been waiting. How we've been waiting for God to keep his promises. But I find hope. I find hope in the people who come, the generations who come. The parents who bring the children and to teach them the laws, the ways, the word of God. The young ones learn. The wise ones teach. And those in their prime work to build God's kingdom in this place. Well, that was me once in my prime, but not now. I'm an old man, and I feel like I'm done. Except today, I feel young. You know, I'd be glad to pass into the realm of my Lord, but I'd be sad too, knowing that I will not see what's going to happen to that boy that I met this morning. But tonight, I have a sense of freedom, a sense of lightness and contentment that I can't remember the last time I felt like that. And I think my friend Anna, maybe you know her too, the old lady, she's I here. She's that old prophetess and widow. She lives in the temple. And I think she must feel something like that as well. So, a young couple came into the temple today. A young couple, for the woman, a woman, no more than a girl really, came to be purified after the birth of their son and to present the boy to our God. And the couple were called Mary and Joseph, and the boy's name, Jesus. Jesus, you know, it's a common name really. But there was something uncommon about him. There was something special about this child. They brought with them the sacrifice of two young doves, as required by the law. The law. I've tried to abide by the law of the Lord, all of my life. And at times thought, perhaps imagined that I felt the presence of the Holy Spirit. Do you know that feeling? Today, for the first time, I knew with absolute certainty that the Spirit was with me. And also, would you believe it, with the child that I held in my arms, that baby boy called Jesus. I've never been an eloquent man, but today the Holy Spirit himself told me what to say. And this is what he said, what he told me to say. He said, Lord, let your servant depart in peace according to your word. My eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared before the face of all people, to be a light, to lighten the Gentiles, and to be the glory of your people, Israel. Well, the mum and the dad seemed quite taken aback when I blessed the girl Mary and their son and told them their boy was chosen by God to do great things. I wish I could be there to see him as he grows. I wish I could be there to see him at the end of the blessing. Anna came too, and she praised God for the boy, prophesying that one day this child would set the people of Israel, all God's people, free. I feel my years are coming to an end. I'm done. But today, I'm glad. Today, I could die happy.
Well, the time has arrived. May I be the first to wish you a very happy Christmas. Please take some time to greet your friends and neighbours around you, and then we'll come back to sing Joy to the World. So please, Merry Christmas. So we'll join together and sing Joy to the World.
Let us join once more in prayer. Let us pray. Lord God, our loving Heavenly Father, your word tells us that you saw the plight of humanity and you set out to rescue us. You saw our hurt and you responded by coming among us, clothed in flesh and blood, that you would feel our joy and pain and experience our laughter and tears. In the life of Jesus, instead of giving us rules to obey, you gave us footsteps to follow. Instead of declaring yourself the invisible God, robed in majesty, you chose to show yourself as the living God, clothed in humanity. And because you have felt our pain, we pray tonight for those who are suffering or in distress. We remember the victims of war. We remember those who have lost loved ones and those who have lost homes, possessions, livelihoods. Father, we pray for a speedy end to every war. Lord God, Jesus comes to us as the Eternal Father, the Wonderful Counselor, as the Prince of Peace. Yet too few people recognize his authority, or listen to his wisdom, or pursue peace in his name. We remember tonight those who go hungry because of war or drought. Father, we pray for a change of heart in our leaders to open the door to peace. Guide the thoughts and actions of those in power to pursue justice before self-interest and mercy before aggression. Open their eyes to humanity in crisis and encourage them to support the humanitarian effort wherever people suffer. Father God, we thank you for the message of peace and reconciliation that you bring to us at Christmas time. We remember those for whom Christmas is a heavy burden. We hold before you those facing their first Christmas after a bereavement. Lord, in their mourning, will you grant them comfort? We remember our loved ones who are separated from their families. Lord, remind them of their true worth and help them to find a place of belonging. We remember those who have no peace with their loved ones. Lord God, in the name of the Prince of Peace, we pray for reconciliation and restored relationships. We pray for our church in this place. Father, sometimes we are distracted and half-hearted, but you call us to be a vibrant, sharing community of faith, a colony of heaven here on earth. Lord, let your spirit move among us, challenging and convicting, renewing and restoring, encouraging and empowering. Father, we pray for our own loved ones, for their needs and their concerns. And we pray for our own needs too, Lord. You see into every heart, so no one can know better than you. In a moment of silence, we remember them before you. Lord God, hear our prayers that we offer in Jesus' name. Amen. We bring our service to a close with the hymn, O Come All Ye Faithful.
May we all go into the night carrying the light of love kindled on the first Christmas. And may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all and evermore. Amen.